Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. Instructions to participate will be given at that time. If you should require assistance during the call, please press the star key followed by zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. I would now like to turn the conference over to Mr. Fabio Tayar of Indústrias Homes. Please, sir, go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Rumo's conference call to discuss the third quarter 2010 earnings results. I'd like to mention that this conference call is being webcast live. The link is on the website www.rumo.com in the Investor Relations section. Before proceeding, let me mention that forward-looking statements are being made under the Safe Harbor of the Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Actual performance could differ materially from that anticipated in any forward-looking comments as a result of macroeconomic conditions, market risks, and other factors. With us today in São Paulo are Divaldo Aguiar dos Santos, Chief Executive Officer, and Luiz Cassiano Rosolém, Investor Relations Officer. Initially, Divaldo will comment on the company's third quarter 2010 results. Afterwards, the executives will be available for a question and answer session. It's now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Divaldo.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for being with us again for this third quarter Rumo's results. I want to cover three subjects on my speech. The first one is related to the Brazilian business environment we live today. The second one is the world economy recovery. And the third is our participation on the key expo held in Düsseldorf this week. This is the large exposition on the machinery plastic business in the world that happens every 3 years. Going back to the first subject, the Brazilian business environment, there are two aspects that I want to cover. The first is related to our business year seasonality. At normal course of our business, the first quarter of the year, early entrance is weak. But the second quarter, when we have important exposition, we reach the highest order entrance of the year, following by decreasing the third quarter and the fourth quarter lower than the third. This is the normal path we have from previous years, including 2008 and 2009. So 2010 is following exactly this pattern. The second point is related to the ongoing elections process that normally affect our early entrance due to uncertainties related to the new economic policies that can be put in place. We cannot say that the current process is not affecting our early entry, but we can assure you that the level of this disturbance is much less strong than it was in previous election. But there are some impacts. The second subject, the world economy is not reacting positively as much as most of the analysts consider possible. And as a result of this slow motion economy, is U.S. and Europe market not increasing, but keeping a volume amount that is disputed by all manufacturers. Rumo's strategy to overcome this stressed disputed market is to launch very high competitive products to increase our participation in this market. As an example of this strategy is the third subject that I want to cover, the launch of a new product line during the week in the Key Expo in Düsseldorf, where a new product line of injection mold machine is launched. This new product merges Sandretto and Rumo's technology, what each has better, in one single product line, named line EM, that means energy savings. This product line is going to cover from 80 to 3,000-ton camping floors. Later in this call, Cassiano is going to present you our guidance for coming year that reflects our better understanding of our business scenarios today. So this is our view of our today's business. And now I transfer this call to Mr. Cassiano.
Thank you, Livaldo. Good day for everyone. I'd like already to jump to page 3 in our slide presentation. I think we have good highlights this quarter. Our EBITDA margin were 18%. The main reason for that is the improvement in the operating margins as well as in the gross margin of all business units. And I will detail that later in our presentation. We have the revenue increased 39% over third quarter 09, flat against second quarter. We still have a good order backlog for the following quarters in 213 million reais. But as Livaldo said, the order entry this quarter was solid, but was not the same as in the second quarter for different reasons, elections, and other things that we can cover later in this presentation. Moving to the page 4, the slide number 4, we have the sales by business units. Machine tools, 9 months, accounts for 63%. 61 this quarter, but 4 points more than the second quarter of 10. It means that machine tools this quarter has more representative than second quarter 2010. Plastic molding machines, 28% this quarter, 27 the 9 months, and casting business quite flat, 10% in 9 months and 11% this quarter. Moving to the page 5, here we have the data for the gross fixed capital formation. We see that second quarter 2010 continues very high. We don't expect this kind of investments in the third quarter. We do not have the data for the third quarter yet, but based on our feeling from the market, the gross fixed capital formation for third quarter should be back more normal. It's still very high in the level of first and second quarter of 2010. Moving to the page 6, this is good. The industry confidence indicator is still good, in a good level, is slightly below in the previous months, but still in a normal level around 62 points. Which was more or less what was around the beginning of 2008. Moving to the page 7, we have here the capacity utilization of some industrial sectors. Most of the sectors still good, still very stable. We have in the last months a spike down in the basic metal parts. It's very hard to understand what's happened in this sector, and let's see how going to be the data from September to understand better the level of utilization of this specific sector. But overall, we still have a good capacity utilization in all the industrial sectors that we sell machines. I think if we move to the page 8, the most important here is how job shops increased participation in 2010. It means that small and mid-sized customers are back buying machines. This is very important for HOMI because we are focusing on small and mid-sized firms, industrial companies, and this is really very important for HOMI that they are back buying machines. The other sectors is still very good, capital goods, automotive sector, technical schools. This year I have been repeating that every quarter is a year that we are delivering a bunch of machines to technical schools due to a contract that we win in 2009. That's the main reason for technical schools represent 8% of the net revenue in machine tools in 2010. Please move to the slide number 9, the plastic injection or the plastic machines packaging is still the same level as 2009 in terms of participation. We know that this division grew a lot compared with 2009, and packaging due to the consumption of the country is the sector that is more driving this division. Automotive sector also was very important in 2010, and other sectors also has contributed as home appliances in 2010 for the sales of this specific business division. In the casting divisions, as I already mentioned in previous quarter, the wind power sector, or we call here electricity generation, are not very strong this year. It will not be for the whole year of 2010, and we hope by 2011 we start to ship and recognize revenue in this specific sector in the casting division. Automotive and agriculture are very strong. However, it's important to say that the production capacity in this division is around 50%. We still have room to improve and increase capacity in order to dilute fixed costs, deliver better margins, and this is something that we are looking forward to for 2011. In this slide number 10, third quarter 2010 order entry were almost 180 million reais. This are gross value, includes sales tax. This is solid. This is good for third quarter. Of course, second quarter 2010, due to the seasonality, was higher, was 280 million. But just to remember, in May of 2010, we have a big fair here in Brazil, which we bring a lot of orders to our sales backlog. And this war happened in May, and that's the main reason or the main seasonality in the year for the second quarter 2010 be very strong. In the slide number 11, here shows the recovery in margins, second quarter compared with third quarter. I just would like to explain a little bit our margins and tell a little bit some impact that we're going to happen in the margins going forward, in probably already in the next quarter. This is very important to understand how works our business. Well, first thing, according to the labor agreement which we have in Brazil, or the law, the labor law, every year we raise salaries for all the employees, which covers the inflation and some other negotiations that we have. We do not have the impact of that yet calculated because that's not closed yet, but it is something that happens in November 2010. It means that the fourth quarter of 2010, we will increase labor expenses compared with third quarter of 2010. Another thing that is important, the real has become stronger and has been each day more stronger compared with the other currencies, mainly with the dollars, and this forced us to reduce the price list. We did some reduction in the price list over the third quarter, and machines that we can deliver in the fourth quarter probably will have impact in the margins. Of course, the strong currency also gives us a better cost structure. We're going to see that part of our cost structure are indexed in foreign currency, and this will help us in terms of margin. But for the other side, we also reduce price list. As well as in the fourth quarter, we are continuing to operate in a good level of utilization, mainly in the machinery business, and this can also give us improvements in productivity, which could reflect in the margin. But it is very important to understand fourth quarter, understand the business of Homey through the years. Moving to the page 12, we have here the four game markets. Europe, mainly due to the Homey Italia, which it is in Europe. Europe is our biggest market. We see some signs of recovery, but it's not strong and this is not a trend, but at least it's improving compared with 2009. As I already mentioned, the page 13, we can see better what could be related to FX, to foreign exchange rates in currency in our cost structure. There is imported materials, there is some domestic materials that are related to currency, and there is also metals, and this could benefit us with a strong currency. But of course, as I already mentioned, for the other side, we are less competitive and we need to give more discount because most of our competitors are outside of Brazil and they will be more strong in terms of discount in prices. Here also is important to mention how productive we become in 2010. Labor, we diluted that from 29% in 2009 to 24% in 2010. Moving to the page 14, I think which is important here compared with third quarter 2010 with second quarter 2010, EBITDA margin proof. Let's just remember that in second quarter 2010 we have here some non-recurring expenses regarding the Hardeng project, which the EBITDA margin would be in the second quarter of 15.5%. But despite that effect, we improved the margin quite good to 18% in the third quarter of 2010. In the net income, we have one effect that is very important to explain. It was positively impacted by a recognition of a tax credit of approximately 5.8 million. This amount is already net of income tax and social contribution. It means that the total gross amount was 8.8 million reais, which 8.7 was recorded or recognized in the financial income. Okay, and 0.1 million or 80,000 reais were recognized in the operating revenue. It's not material, and this does not impact the EBITDA anyway. This tax credit refers to Social Security tax and is referenced to a lawsuit which the company act as a plaintiff. We enter with this lawsuit in 1989 regarding to payments that we did for Social Security taxes from 89 to 94, and we have a favorable decision from the judge this quarter. We already were able to calculate and start to compensate that this quarter. It means that most of these income recognized also were cash, because most of that were already compensated or during the third quarter of 2010. Talk a little bit in the page 15 about the business division, the revenue by business division. We see machine tools improving compared with the second quarter. We see also the casting divisions improving revenue compared with previous quarter. Plastic machines is a little down, but just because second quarter was very strong and also in the consolidation, this quarter specifically is summer in Europe, and Home Italia didn't perform so well due to the revenue there. There is this seasonality there. If we go to the page 16, we improve margins in all the divisions. This was very important. Machine tools, we reached 45% gross margin, very near to the historical levels. Plastic machines, 36. And the good surprise is the casting division, which account for 9.5, which it is quite below to the historical level, but it is already in the operating margin, almost break even. And this division, it is already contributing in the EBITDA margins. Okay. Cash position, very interesting. We now are net cash 10.5 million reais. Of course, due to the results, due to the improvement in the receivables, and mainly in the Finame Fabricante. Of course, the inventory grows a little bit. There are other things that impact the cash, but this is the two things that make we reverse from 5.9 net debt in the second quarter to 10.5 net cash this quarter. Page 18, just the performance of our stock until September 30. Page 19. Here is more related to the corporate governance, not big changes. We keep very focused on corporate governance, and this is very important for our management and for our board. And page 20 is our guidance for 2011. I can admit that it was very hard to predict 2011. It's still a year that is hard to understand what could happen, but our expectation is to grow between 10 to 20%. This is our best estimative nowadays for 2011. EBITDA margin between 12 and 18%, and the main reason is probably because of the strong currency, 1.7, which will make us to be more aggressive. And CapEx for 2011, around 35 million reais. In the last page, we have something that we released this quarter. We released the Home Annual Report. It's the second year that we are doing that, and inside this report, you can find all the sustainability indicators, which we use the GRI, the Global Reporting Initiative, to calculate these indicators, and it is in our website, and everyone can access if it's interesting. Well, now we can start the Q&A section. Thank you very much for your time, and we are here to help you with any question. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touchtone phone. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, press star then two. I would like to mention that today's conference call is being held exclusively for financial analysts and investors. Our first question comes from Mr. Augusto Ensik with Morgan Stanley.
Hi, good afternoon, gentlemen. Question regarding the casting segment. It's back up to almost positive EBIT margin. But how much does it need to be producing for margins to normalize, and what exactly would those normalized margins be? And also, if you have any visibility to when you think you might reach that.
August, thank you very much for your question. Yes, for it to be back in historical margins, of course, it depends a lot about how it is the environment in the casting divisions. If we look the picture of this sector nowadays. Probably if we had 75% to 80% capacity utilization, we will probably be joining a margin near to the historical, but the environment, it could change, and also the competition could change there too. We know that the Asia is still very competitive, or becomes very competitive in terms of production, because labor cost is intensive there. And let's see, if we can have at least 75% to 80% capacity utilization, probably we can join a margin more near to the normal.
Where is that normal?
Sorry?
What level is the normal? Is it around, I guess, 20%? Are you talking about gross margin or EBIT margin?
In terms of EBIT margin or operating margin, the normal will be between 15% to 20%. 20% probably was the one of the biggest, or near to a little down of the biggest one. But we now have a new foundry, depreciation very strong. Depreciation impacts the EBIT, of course. In terms of EBITDA, I think it's hard for you calculate EBITDA in the foundry, because we do not give the depreciation by business unit, but from our side, something with capacity utilization between 75% to 80% will bring us, at least in terms of operating cash generation or EBITDA, something near to the historical. In terms of EBIT, it will be always a little below the historical, because we have more depreciation due to the new investment that we did there.
And what is capacity utilization in the casting currently?
50%.
50%. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Excuse me. Our next question comes from Mr. Bruno Giardino from Santander.
Hi, Cassiano. Hi, Livaldo. Good morning. Just a couple of questions regarding margins. How much do you expect labor costs to increase in the fourth quarter, namely in November, if I'm not wrong? And also, how do you expect your sales mix going forward? Do you expect machine tools to become more relevant in the portfolio? And also, if inside machine tools, if you expect heavy machines to be more relevant going forward? That's it.
In terms of labor, Bruno, we're still negotiating. It's something that we cannot open. Of course, we will try not increase too much, but it's what it is, and the negotiation is still going on. We do not have this impact. It's very hard to understand how would be this impact. In terms of the second question, please, Bruno. Mix of products, yeah. And the heavy machine tools have been contributing a lot in 2010. In 2011, it's still hard a scenario. We still have some heavy machines tools to deliver in 2011. We have that in our backlog, but so far it's very hard to predict 2011 in terms of investment in heavy machine tools. We are prepared. If the customer asks for heavy machine tools, we can deliver in 2011, but so far it's hard to predict what could change in terms of mix, in terms of machine tools. One thing we are pretty sure that is going to change. The conventional lathes, which we deliver over this year almost every month to technical schools, in 2011 this probably will be in a very lower volume that was this year. Okay, this most of these contract which we win in 2009 and deliver in 2010 will be over by beginning of 2011.
Well, only to add something what Cassiano is saying, as you can see, the range that we are giving in our guidance for the EBITDA and also for how we are going to grow 10 year. In a certain way, the range reflects the uncertainties that we have today for the market in the coming year. So that's why the range is really, in a certain way, large, because we see coming year as a year that there are opportunities to grow, but also the competitiveness the competitiveness of this market is going to be much more strong. If the world grows, we are going to have opportunity for our competitors to not be so focused in Brazil. But if the economy still at the same level, the world economy as is by this year, we forecast that the competition is going to be very tough. So the product line and the competitiveness of this business is going to design the results for coming year.
Okay, guys, thank you very much.
Excuse me, our next question comes from Mr. Augusto Ensik from Morgan Stanley.
Hi, sir. I just had a follow-up question, if you don't mind, regarding order entry. How are orders for fourth quarter shaping up? I mean, do you have any, how have orders so far in October been? If you have any color on that?
We cannot say something about what's going on this quarter, but we can tell you about the trends. The trend, like I told you before, the seasonality that we know that happened before the crisis is back again. So the order entry in the fourth quarter normally is slightly less than in the third quarter. And also the election, there are some impact also in the uncertainties that normally our customers is not they don't really know what the new government is going to focus as the economical policies. So the uncertainty is much lower than it was in previous elections, but in a certain way, our customer really wants to understand who is going to win the election to decide to buy new machines. So the seasonality that we have year by year come back. That probably we're going to not have the same level of sales that we have in the third quarter, but how deep is going to be is going to be much less than it was previous year when we had elections.
Understood. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you would like to pose a question, please press star 1. Excuse me, our next question comes from Mr. Rogério Araújo from Flow Corretora.
Hello, good afternoon, Livaldo, Cassiano. You mentioned about the strong Brazilian currency. You mentioned the negative impact that the foreign current revenues has in your portfolio, and also you mentioned a positive impact coming from the raw materials. I want to know the net impact you expect from the strong Brazilian currency. If it's in general, is it positive or a negative impact? Thank you.
Yeah, usually the currency gives us the real appreciated, or a strong real gives us a negative impact. The point it is our competitors become more competitive. Mm-hmm. They come in the country as a lower price, and this impact our margins negatively. Of course, there is a impact in the cost of goods sold as well, because we use some imported raw materials, we use some metals that somehow it is related to the currency, and we use also some domestic raw materials, but in fact it's distributors, suppliers from outside Brazil, which the invoice is in reais, but in fact what is the index is the currency itself. But it's very hard to predict what could be the impact, because we don't know how strong we can be in discount, because there is other effects also that must be considered in the currency. One of them, Livaldo already told, it is related to the performance of the world itself. If the world is not growing, it's more likely that the competitors will be selling machines in Brazil, and they could push even more down the price. We saw some kind of these things over the first 9 months of this year. Now is the real more strong. We need to bring the price list down a little bit in the third quarter, but it's very hard to predict how could be the impact in the margins as well as in the revenue. But this gives you, I think, a very good sense what could be.
Okay, thank you very much.
Excuse me once again. To pose a question, please press star, then one. Excuse me, since there are no further questions, this concludes today's questions and answer session. Mr. Livaldo dos Santos, at this time you may proceed with your closing statement, sir.
Thanks once more to be with us, and hope to talk to you in our next result release call. Thank you.
Thank you. That does conclude our Homies third quarter 2010 earnings release conference call for today. Thank you very much for your participation, and have a good day.